The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, November 4th, 2022. Dave Prieger with you on the Power Hour. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Or, in the alternative, the government is, insert your own F word. All right. News and open lines this hour. First, want to let you know that we have one of our dedicated listeners, Power Hour and Power Mall customer named Lauren. She's from Ohio. She's going to be joining us with a plan for Power Climber that she made exclusively for all of our listeners, which we're including in today's email blast. I have a copy of it. And so we will be talking with her during our second hour here. In the meantime, the OptiVita health products are 10% off. Plus, we have the Winter Wellness Bundle offer, which is two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. The retail bundle price is $70.90, but you can get it for $53 right now. You know, the nice thing about Fridays here, and by the way, I forgot to remind you, don't forget to add the silver gel 24 part per million and OptiVita silver liquid 10 part per million to your complete your winter wellness bundle.
Yep.
Put me down for two of them, would you? Yeah. Two of everything. I love this stuff. We also have 10% off Vitamir products. We had Robert Tectalian on the show yesterday. That's why. And, of course, those of you who are buying with cash, check or money order for payment, you can use the code CASHFRIDAY and get another 10% off at the Power Mall when you buy. And, of course, we appreciate everybody supporting the Power Mall that got free copies of the Credit Restoration Primer. You are going to have fun with this one. You talk about support and education. For those of you just saw me wave the book up there on the screen, if you're watching us on a reruns on Brighteon and Rumble, which, by the way, Rumble just cut off France. I'm sorry for those of you in France that are listening to our show that you can't see us on Rumble, but you can on Brighteon. And you might have to actually dial up Rumble and, you know, maybe you can work something out with them. I don't know. The government was complaining about stuff that they were putting on there. They just didn't like truth bombs. And so they got testy with Rumble and Rumble cut them off. So we're told. So much for cancel culture, eh? Yeah. And of course, believe it or not, we have partnered with the Genesis Gold Group, which empowers faith-driven stewardship. That's what this is all about. It's the battle between currency, man-made paper, gold, and silver. Man-made currency, as you know, it's fiat money, monopoly money, play money. The only reason that people are using it is because of what's written on the damn dollar bill. This is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Tender. I think we need to look up the meaning of the word tender and understand what that means. But then you at the top of that bill, you see Federal Reserve note. And what is a note? You ask people what a note is. It's like,
that's part of the musical scale.
Yeah, that's one definition of it. The other definition of it is, it's a promise to pay. That's simple. A Federal Reserve note is a promise to pay. So if it's on a dollar bill, you promise to pay $1, and you're giving this note, this dollar bill, in exchange for your promise to pay. And it represents your promise to pay. Well, if you made the promise to pay and you handed somebody legal tender in the form of a note, and they accept that note, according to Uniform Commercial Code, legitimate transaction, You see how they whitewashed our entire system? Why it's fiat? Because all you're doing is trading debt notes. You're not trading anything of value. This is one of the reasons why man-made currency always leads nations down the path to increased war, greed, and ultimate collapse of every society that uses funny money. Genesis Gold Group, however, believes in empowering faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio. And protecting your finances with precious metals has never been more crucial and more necessary during these trying and dark times. And they have a combined 50-plus years in the precious metals industry as far as experience go. So let Genesis Gold and Silver experts guide you through the simplicity of asset protection and growth with a Genesis Gold IRA. Now, the way to visit them online, very simply, genesisgoldgroup.com. You can email them at info@genesisgoldgroup.com or call them if you want to talk to a live human being. Their number is 1-800-200-GOLD. That easy. 1-800-200-GOLD. I always started talking like an auctioneer. I didn't tell you I went to Missouri Auction School, did I? I could, you know, recite this thing at 50 million times the speed of sound. That's what they supposedly teach auctioneers is how to do all that. We have the Betty Botter drill, the rubber baby buggy bumper drill. That's for your lips. And the round and rough and rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran drill. That's for your stomach muscles. Yeah, they teach all sorts of stuff in there. The Betty Botter drill is for speed. So anyway, don't get me started on that. 1-800-200-GOLD. Just remember that number. You can remember that. You're good. That is the Genesis Gold Group. We appreciate you supporting them and calling them up and find out what that gold IRA is all about. Substitute a lot of what you're trading on right now. They've always said that the stock market was a sucker's game. It was only for the rich because the markets are manipulated. That's what we've been told. Now you can call me a conspiracy theorist, but like I said, I don't know. It's one of those things. I did take options trading training once, and the more I started learning about options, the scarier it became, because boy, oh boy, can the sewer back up when you least expect it. Also, understand that we're now happy to be offering a storable food option with Heaven's Harvest. And we'll tell you about Heaven's Harvest. They were on the show here this week. Clayton Llewellyn. They have offices in Georgia, and they have three semis full of product in their warehouse right now, ready to ship to you. And I've been testing their food and eating their food, and the recipes are viable. I can tell you that right now. And it's not loaded with junk fillers and all this other garbage. And there may be some organic material in the food, but they do not label it as organic. So you don't have to whine about products that claim to be organic, because they just want to feed you, because survival food, and here's the truth bomb, everybody wants one, so I got one for you. It's a solution. Buy it and hope you never have to use it. But in the interim, and this is one of the reasons why I recommend Heaven's Harvest, because you should open the product up and try it. Experiment with some of the stuff. Get to know what it tastes like, how you can embellish it, and what little things that you need to embellish it with if you want. You can, like I did, I made cheddar broccoli soup, and man, was that stuff ever good. But see, then I had a bunch of it left over because it serves six. So I put a couple of cups away. I took it out of the refrigerator, added about, I don't know, maybe a quarter cup of chicken broth and a little bit of hot sauce, Louisiana hot sauce. You know, stirred it up real good, heated it. That was wonderful. Like I said, see, the whole idea is to be able to embellish and make it work for your family. That's what the whole idea is. Use it before you need it. Experiment with it so you're not freaking out when you're under stress and you have to go, oh my God, what do I do? You know, and it's there. And so, and you get reckless with these things because you get desperate and, you know, don't understand that sometimes you add less water if you want it thicker, more water, or follow the recipe if you want it thinner. A lot of people don't like rice real runny. So if you are used to eating dried or drier rice, don't use as much water. That simple. I mean, see, you learn to work with the recipes. That's the thing. These are very viable. Why I like Heaven's Harvest, because they don't embellish all this other garbage. I mean, I bought from the other companies. I got so much orange drink and chocolate pudding. I don't know what to do with it. I may end up having to give it away to the neighbors to keep them from, you know, coming over here by force in the event all hell breaks loose. So, you know, they don't have juice or drink mixes, no bags of rice or beans. Another truth bomb. You can even go to Walmart, buy yourself a 55-gallon drum or a bucket, a 5-gallon drum or bucket, and you can put your rice and your beans in the 5-gallon bucket with a desiccant crystal, or you can get the nitrogen lids and put them on there, and you're good. And you're going to get rice and beans for a whole hell of a lot less than you would at Heaven's Harvest, right? You don't want to – they don't want to even sell it for you. So don't take our word for it. Make the comparison. Look at Heaven's Harvest. Go online, heavensharvest.com. And if you use the Power Hour as a code, you get 5% off your purchase. In addition to that, you can call today to order 1-800-516-4773. Visit heavensharvest.com. At least do me that favor and look at what they got. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. I am. I got buckets of it coming. I ordered. Use the code. HeavensHarvest.com. By the way, the 2022 Red Pill Fall Expo, you can use your coupon code POWERHOUR when you go log in. We sent you the link on the email blast. It's at the Salt Palace Convention Center at the Salt Lake Marriott downtown at City Creek. 10% off Power Hour. That's what you get when you use Power Hour as code off your ticket price. Now, we move on to world news. Remember that Garner Ted Armstrong, the world tomorrow. Oh, I'm dating myself again. Hey, it's Feel Good Friday. Why not? Right. This is a rather strange situation. Spanish and French airports were forced to shut down flights at several of their area airports as an out of control 24-ton Chinese rocket hurtled back towards Earth. Airports in Barcelona, Ibiza, Rus, Tarragona canceled flights on Friday morning, that's this morning, as a Long March 5B rocket, which launched in the third piece of Communist China's space station on Monday, was projected to crash land back on Earth, according to El Pais. France was also forced to close airspace near Corsica from 9:30 to 10:30 local time as well. Amazing how that happens. Say the sky was falling. And we have this is really the news of the weird, only on Friday. A transgender individual reportedly made history in court in Britain on Wednesday. Actually, it was in Scotland. By being sentenced for crimes committed both as a man and as a woman on the same day. Believe it or not, according to the Telegraph, the individual who now currently goes by the name Alana Morgan was sentenced to a 3-month restriction of liberty order for offenses committed over the last 18 months. Then she came back into court as a different and was sentenced on another issue. And of course got prison time. And it's like, oh, please. The attorney is begging. Don't put her in with Gen Pop. You know what Gen Pop is, general population. Yeah. Don't put her in with them. God knows what'll happen to her, him, her, it. I don't know. What? We don't know. Well, you know what's going to happen. You know, you put a bunch of guys in there with no sex for a long time, and then you put one of them in there. What do you think's going to happen? Wow. Apparently, people don't realize this. If they're going to do stuff like this and then get put in prison, and they're the way they are, they don't think that stuff doesn't happen in those places? Oh, yes, it does. And, of course, a convicted double murderer. This is over in the UK, believe it or not, in London. David Fuller, 68 years old, a former hospital worker, was convicted last year of beating and strangling two women to death in 1987, pled guilty yesterday in Croydon Crown Court in London to 12 counts of sexually penetrating a corpse and 4 counts of being in possession of extreme porno. Yeah, convicted double murderers confessed to sexually abusing the corpses of 23 women in hospital mortuaries with victims ranging from 9 to 100. 68-year-old David Fuller. I guess God's going to do the judging, right? I know what you're thinking. Hold on. I know what you're thinking. Yeah. I had to do my Clint there. Supposed to be Feel Good Friday. That may not make you feel good. Might make you feel good that he's going to get a long time in prison. And you know what's really ironic about what's going on in Britain because of all this migrant crisis they've got going on? Local officials in the migrant landing hotspot of Kent in the UK have warned that they're at the breaking point as nearly 40,000 illegals have landed in Britain this year, sparking chaotic scenes across the country. And guess what happened? The local children no longer get to go to school, but their parents are paying taxes for it, and they don't get to use other services. The system has prioritized the children of illegal migrants first. So they're going to basically move to the head of the class while all the other children don't even get to go to school now. Yeah, the Home Secretary just told them all, you no longer have the ability to provide your own local kids with education. Oh, my. And you see, that's where the Betty Botter drill came from, was from England. Because you had to enunciate every single word. Yeah. Betty Botter, Botter, Bitter, Better, Butter. Yeah. Yeah, see, that's not the way the auctioneers do it, but that's what they do when they had to enunciate every word over in England so they could be proper. Betty Botter had some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. So she bought a bitter, better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So 'tis better. Betty Botter bought a bitter, better butter. Right. That's what I said. Hey, it's Feel Good Friday. Come on, man. Lighten up. Oh, come on, man. See, I just did a Joe. Here's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Yep. The Canadian Liberal government, by the way, Justin Trudeau. God, he makes the news again, doesn't he? I'm not glorifying anything with this monster. He's promised to increase immigration levels to 500,000 new arrivals per year by 2025, after announcing over 400,000 last year. That's right. 405,000 new immigrants to Canada, despite the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and all the other travel restrictions associated with the Canadian federal government's response to the pandemic. See, they make an exception, don't they? So what are they going to do? Are they going to require these 500,000? See, it might all be part of the bigger plot. Because, see, if they're requiring everybody to get the jab, and you get 500,000 in by 2025 per year, and you got 405,000 already there, they're going to require them to get the jab, maybe, and maybe you know, half of them will die. Well, that accomplishes the world goal, doesn't it? Gotta wonder about that. And of course, Scotland could become the first rewilded nation. Rewilded, what does that mean? At the end of the last ice age, Scotland was a truly wild place, but where the Highland tiger, a distinctly banded wildcat, and the wolf, lynx, and bear roamed among the Caledonian pine forests, the Romans called the country's north the Great Wood of Caledon. But over time, humans purged the land for timber, charcoal, agriculture. Native species such as wild boar, polecat, and elk vanished. By the turn of the 20th century, only 5% of Scotland's land area was covered by forest. Now the country is experiencing a zeitgeist moment for rewilding, in essence, the rebuilding of ecosystems to their natural, uncultivated states, with new efforts and a matrix of wild lands and natural corridors spreading across the country. The actions of those responsible are aligning, and if successful, would make Scotland the first rewilded nation in the world. Scotland has majestic scenery and beautiful glens, but the ecological completeness has long been greatly diminished, says Peter Kames, or Cairns, rather, executive chairperson of the nonprofit Scotland the Big Picture. Climate breakdown is one of the principal drivers for rewilding gaining momentum now, of course, because it unites everybody, really. Through volunteer programs and immersive overnight experiences, these rewilding organizations are hoping to open visitors' eyes to what the future could look like. And we've included the article so you can see what places might look like. That's in your email blast. But if you're not subscribed to it here, well, sorry, you're just SOL. You're not going to get to see all those great articles that we feature. The U.S. cybersecurity chief, Jen Easterly, like we're supposed to believe her, says that the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, does not censor information. And voters should expect normal errors and glitches such as burst water pipes during the midterm elections next week. Well, here's what you got to remember. Because we know about the chicanery that happened in 2020, and every time we tried to bring it up, we were silenced. Yeah, we were censored. We were called election deniers. We were spat upon verbally. So here's the thing. If you happen to be at the polling places and they just exposed one of the Congress people, you know, Jane Castor from Tampa, you know, she's being criminally investigated for election law violations, which in this case is a felony. A poll worker saw her invade the space and start proselytizing. You can't do that. It's a felony. And she called the cops. The poll worker called the cops. And now the police, the sheriff's department, is investigating this congressperson for violating election law, which is a felony. So what this means with this 1 minute we have left before we go to the break, then we're going to come back with more news and your phone calls. The big thing is you got to be vigilant. If you see any of this hanky-panky going down at the polls when you're there, call 911 and get the sheriff and his deputies out there and press charges. Don't let them paper up the window so you can't see what's going on in there. If they have a water pipe, somebody needs to call a plumber and somebody needs to call the cops and investigate whether or not that actually happened and why they're shutting it down so we don't have any suitcases of all these ballots just coming out from under the table. Got to wonder about this chicanery. Don't think it can't happen again. I'm sorry, we can't trust each other. We're just in a nation of, wow, how did we get that way? Well, it's called experience. It's the best teacher, right? Oh, my goodness. We're at the break. At 28 minutes after the hour, we're going to be back after our bottom of the hour break with more news and your phone calls. In the meantime, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, November 4th, 2022. Dave Krieger back with you, and of course, we're taking your phone calls. That's right. 844-769-2944. Man, I got that number memorized already. I've given it out so many times. Oh, my. George, is that George Freund holding on the phone?
Indeed, indeed.
How are you, sir?
Well, not too bad. We're on the front lines of the big battle, so we adjust our helmets and go through our stockpiles of survival needs. We're going to need them.
I listened
to a Michael Young. He's a former U.S. Special Forces guy telling us about what's going on in Europe. And you don't have to be a military strategist to understand, but the Europeans are selling the port of Hamburg to China. They're already selling Rotterdam to China and going to build something called the Tri-City, a big digital prison camp, I guess, for lack of a better word, built on the lands of people who used to till the soil. And one of the scariest things he had to say is BASF, the big German chemical manufacturer, is folding, completely taking their plant apart and moving it to China. And the Germans also are closing their two biggest steel plants. So we're not going to need industry, and we're not going to need the most important product that BASF makes, fertilizer. And without fertilizer, 2024 may be very, very bleak as far as the growing season is concerned around the world, unless we get on our knees and beg to China to say, please, sir, can I have some more? It's a very, very difficult thing. This chap is very well read, and he gets into the history of basically starvation and how it has a triangle like a fire, that hunger leads to vitamin deficiency, which makes you vulnerable to all sorts of diseases, and then the end result is war. So these three pieces of the triangle are well assembled and probably fit Bible prophecy very, very well. But when you're talking about food and stocking up, whatever we thought before was necessary to get by is just a pittance compared to what we may experience if we have major food producing areas not getting the fertilizer they need to feed the herd. And that's something to be very, very concerned about. So when you make suggestions about, you know, even just getting cheap buckets from Walmart and filling it with stuff, fill it with stuff, get as much as you can, because we're going to need it.
Yeah, we are.
Oh,
I appreciate that. Yeah, we will. And I'm sure you guys are doing that up there in north of the border, eh?
Indeed,
I'm
indeed.
Sure
and
you
have
are.
To do it in both languages. But
yeah.
Another thing I just came across out of the blue is China set up a satellite in August, and something just came out of it. It launched another satellite that's tailing behind it. And, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what could they possibly be releasing from this satellite. And it's not to take pictures, I'm sure. It's probably the satellite killer to take out our command and control functions that are in orbit. And I just see that as a well-coordinated thing. Like these ports, you can move anything in and just take over all of continental Europe. And if people are begging for food from the Chinese, it's just, you know, you hardly need an army. It's just, okay, you want your next little bit of this or that, you know, surrender this, give up that. And these people are making a very determined effort to basically remove the Western style of life from us. And they're doing it on our watch. And nobody really seems to care too much. But I did come up with another good American, former Marine Representative Mike Gallagher, is saying the United States isn't ready with their military to deal with much of anything right now. And that we would be on a short end of a stick.
Yeah, they've been decimated.
So, beyond belief. Like it's been going on for a generation. And more, not just the military, but the people, to go after you to make you think, you know, defending yourself is wrong, having your country is wrong. And it's a shame about Scotland. There is someone I would have really liked to share that information with, a great American who's gone now. And it was a sad day. I had to do her obituary on Power Hour. And that was Rosa Corey. And she always talked about eminent domain and how they're taking the land and what they're doing with it and such like that. She passed away from cancer, unfortunately, but she was just the greatest shining light to talk about these agendas that they have at the UN and how they want the land and how they're taking it from us and how they're going to try to control us. But now it's our turn. You know, I always used to say, you want to see the heroes? Don't go looking for somebody. Look in the mirror.
Well,
they better
be
staring back at you.
Really, George, I got to tell you, and this is something that, you know, I'm going to ask you this question because of the fact of what you just stated about we're not prepared, and because of the fact that only a certain portion of the United States is paying attention and stocking up on buckets of food, knowing what we know. It is also possible, you're talking about the Chinese killer satellite, that in the event of an EMP, and we already know from people in the government that 9 out of 10 people would be dead in a year. This goes right along with that mindset of the idea that if they were to launch an EMP out of one of these satellites, or even with a hypersonic missile, knowing that only nine out of 10 have not prepared, that would automatically launch a civil war in America because everybody would be starving and looking for food and killing each other for it. And China would be sit back and laugh and just wait for it all to die down so they could march their 20 million man army in from Canada and Alaska. I mean, is that the art of war,
as Sun Tzu said?
Yeah. I mean, that makes all the sense in the world to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm out there. Maybe I'm overreaching on this thing. I don't want to panic anyone. But, you know, this is why one of the reasons why we took on Heaven's Harvest as a sponsor, because of the fact that we know what to expect. We're prepared. You are prepared. I'm prepared. But, you know, 9 out of 10 people dying within a year from EMP.
Yes.
I mean, what a simple way to go.
A very simple way to go. We just have to cut the umbilical cord to the electricity, take away some of our basic communication abilities. We're back to the Stone Age in no time.
Well,
I look at that as a happy time. And one thing I am sure of is the meek inherit the earth, and those who are prepped, aware, and prepared, and loyal to God are the meek that inherit the earth. And it's not like we haven't tried to warn people and tell people about these things, but if they don't want to listen, well, ultimately, they'll learn what my father said, a very hard lesson someday down the road. What Michael also said is something is happening now that never happened. His parents told him about it, his grandparents, is something called gleaning. It's in the Bible, too. Gleaning is when you go to the fields after the farmer's machines go through and pick up what's left. So that could be like 2-3% of the produce and take it because you're so desperate to eat. And that's happening right now in Europe. And it is biblically apportioned that you allow this gleaning to go on to feed the starving or the hungry. I guess you call that Christian prepping in a way. And it's happening now, something that hasn't been seen for a long time because we're getting desperate. The rents here, I ran into an old chap this morning, and it's nothing like running into an old-timer who just knows a lot of stuff. Ran a big farm, 3 barns, 600 head of cattle, and he sees it all coming to like a freight train. Now he's a superintendent in a building, and he's talking about the rents being like $2,400 a month. But they can't rent anything, so they got 14 empty units in his apartment because nobody can afford the rent. And you just bang your head against the wall and say, what is it going to take? And I hate to see that the suffering goes on longer because we try to share the truth for a reason. We want you to come out on top. We deal the cards face up, not face down. And all these politicians and snakes in the grass and everybody else who's gone along with it, you know, you just can't find better villains to keep us in the dark and manipulate us and try to control us for whatever gain they've been offered. I guess China gave them a good deal. You'll be the commissar of this or that when it's all over. But that's not good enough. We deserve more. We demand more. And we will be tempered, just like the forest fire. A lot of the trees burn down that are weak, or if something happens in a drought, it's the strong ones that survive. They rebuild. They crawl out of whatever rubble will be. And I think a lot of them will have been listeners of the Power Hour because we were blessed to be able to share things and tell people things to make that happen. And with the sponsors of Power Hour and the good, decent people that are there, we're a giant flock, and we'll be that meek. And when you're talking to Lauren later, I've been trying to call her. I found her an engineer. So let her know. I got an engineer. He's in his car. He's ready to drive there and put all her machines back to work.
Well, there you go. We appreciate that, George. I'll let her know that and appreciate your call. I got to get back to this news
here. God bless you all.
I've been just delaying on the news. But, yeah, God bless you too, sir. I appreciate your being a guest host on this show before I took over. And, I mean, you've just said and done so much to enlighten Americans. I mean, folks, this is going on in Canada for real. Everything he's talking about and in Europe. And it's headed in this direction, and we have to prepare. There is just no getting around this. I mean, if it's holding gold and silver coin that makes you happy, get a hold of Genesis Gold Group and talk to them about it, all right? Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee have released today a 1,050-page report on alleged FBI misconduct based primarily on the testimony of whistleblowers within the agency. What's the name of the report? FBI whistleblowers, what their disclosures indicate about the politicization of the FBI and the Justice Department. Well, as if we didn't know that already, right? So you can read about that in your email blast. The Michigan Supreme Court yesterday, oh, here's another kick in the teeth. They've allowed local election clerks to use new poll challenger guidelines issued by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson in the form of a manual, which a judge had previously found to violate the law. And the Supreme Court basically said, well, oh, it's so close to the elections. Well, we can't sit there and, you know, we're going to be determining this in a final ruling. It'll come after the midterms, while it waits to go through the appeals process. So that means whatever chicanery that they've got planned up there, all you people that are supporting Tudor Dixon, best be on the lookout. Now we move on to San Francisco. Yeah, what do they call that? Home of the fruits and nuts? I don't know. Michigan Supreme Court, we already told you about, but now Pelosi, our newest victim, Pauly P., as Jesse Waters would say, and everybody's blaming Fox News and Trump. And I mean, they're just blaming everybody. You got people at CNN that think Nancy's hot, but here's a guy who's an illegal immigrant from Canada that should not be here. He's overstayed his welcome with all these different agendas, both left and right. And of course, everybody's blaming Trump and GOP for putting him up to attacking Pauly P. Well, one, that no alarm went off. Two, the glass is broken outward. Three, he's now out of the hospital, believe it or not. Four, the San Francisco DA won't release the police body cam video or the 911 calls. Five, the neighbor didn't hear the alarm go off when the break-in actually occurred. And the man accused of attacking him had several targets, and he was on a suicide mission, according to the DA up there. Yeah, just so you know, there's so many unanswered questions. Yet they want to make Pauly P. look like the victim here. There's some stuff here that makes me wonder if it's not just a rope-a-dope. Draw your attention away from what's really going on, and Pauly P. is the victim, and blame it on the GOP and Trump and Jesse Waters and everybody else, because Jesse Waters has it in for Pauly P. because they had to, you know, do all this FOIA request and browbeat the DA in Napa to get the video of the DUI pullover. Wow. You know what's really going on in their backyard? I don't know. You know, we just want her out as speaker. And you know what you got to do if you want her out as speaker? You got to vote him out. You got to put the House Republicans in the driver's seat. And the only way you know how to do that is go to the polls and keep your eyes and ears open and watch for any mishigas, any chicanery, hanky-panky, whatever you want to call it. And if it looks like anything's going on, call the sheriff. Seriously, go out, get your cell phone, take pictures, protest, call the sheriff. Tell them you're calling 911. And if they throw you out, you go outside and you wait for the sheriff. You be peaceful about it. Don't get crazy. Don't try to take matters in your own hand. Don't go get a firearm and come in and shoot the place up. We don't want you to do that. We are not like they are painting that picture of us. We aren't that way. We are peace-loving people. We want to be left alone. But these people on the other side do not want to leave us alone. They want to make our lives a living hell. I think everybody knows that by now, which is why this red wave may just happen, unless they cheat. And, of course, they'll deny it. We're not cheating. All we have to do is look back at the nonsense that happened during 2020. Yeah, plumbing leak my ass. A new forecast is predicting, this is Real Clear Politics, by the way, that's coming out, saying that the GOP is going to control the Senate with 54 seats, compared to the Democrats, 46, so it's not going to matter whether Harris is the tiebreaker or not. Because, see, that makes impeachment of Harris and Biden that much easier, because you get the Speaker of the House as third in line, which would be McCarthy, and McCarthy takes over as president, and you fire the entire cabinet. You get rid of all of them. and you replace them with your own folks, right? That's how you clean up the mess, simply. Now, if McCarthy gets in and he starts blocking the impeachment process, that man right there is a traitor. He's a rhino, wolf in sheep's clothing, and it's like letting the fox guard the hen house all over again. Now, in New York City, here we have, we thought we had done away with the transgenders going into court and being tried as both sides. Well, a New York City transgender and HIV activist was arrested and charged for allegedly soliciting a 14-year-old boy. It's 39, Leilani Muniz, 39, allegedly texting a 14-year-old boy who identified as Josh on the gay dating app Grindr. New York Creeps Spotlight published some of the disturbing text messages on social media, revealing that Muniz allegedly offered pot and ecstasy to Josh, telling him it would make him feel great and horny. Yeah, so much for Feel Good Friday, right? He's gotten busted now, or she, or it, or whatever you want to call it. I call Nancy Pelosi it. Looks like Michael Jackson wannabe on a bad makeup day, don't you think? And Biden's Saudi Arabia midterm push, look at this. He goes and he makes a deal. Can you not do this until after the midterms? That's a direct comparison to Trump's Zelensky call, according to a key impeachment witness. Yeah. Told the Daily Caller. It's the same thing. Quid pro quo. Biden administration begged the Saudis to delay oil production cuts until days before the election. He did the same thing they're accusing Trump of doing. Using assets of the U.S. for your own political purpose. Yeah. This according to Central Trump impeachment trial witness Gordon Sondland. And a judge on Thursday granted New York Attorney General Letitia James' request to have an independent court monitor to oversee the Trump Organization's submission of financial information in a civil lawsuit. Everybody's calling it politically motivated. Oh, well. Jobs, believe it or not, in the U.S. economy surged in defiance of the Fed. U.S. economy added 261,000 jobs in October. The unemployment rate moved up to 3.7%. Economists expected the economy to add 210,000 jobs. Missed the mark there. And why do you think all these people are getting extra jobs? Maybe because they need the money to survive? And in the meantime, Bloomberg is reporting that Elon Musk is going to lay off 50% of the Twitter staff. Good riddance. Mark Zuckerberg torches wealth. He's down $100 billion in 1 year, $10 billion in 1 day. He is now ranked number 28th in the list of billionaires. Who's 1, 2, and 3? Elon Musk at number 1. LVMH CEO Bernard Arnault at number 2. Amazon's Jeff Bezos at number 3. They've all had losses this year. I wish they would all just tank. You know what I mean? The only way that's going to happen is if an EMP hits. And here's a question I got to ask. If Vladimir were to nuke DC, would any of you miss it? That's a simple question. Answer that in your own mind. Would you miss it, really? I mean, we have our own states. Our own states can do the will of we the people. Obviously, the U.S. government isn't. We're sick and tired of hearing the D word every time mainstream media opens its mouth or Biden opens his mouth. Used the D word 37 times in his speech the other day. Democracy. Last time I checked, we were a constitutional republic. These people are morons, and they think we're all stupid. We don't get it. See, that's why you're going to have another red wave. But you see, once the red wave kicks in, if in fact it does, and they don't cheat, and we're so overwhelming, there's no way they can cheat and get away with it. Once that happens, then see, we get to tell the GOP, this is, we voted you in, you do what we want. You don't do what you want. You don't get to sit there and play Mitch McConnell and go all over the map and do whatever you want and be part of the establishment status quo. We don't like you anymore, Mitch. You're worthless. Why don't you resign? That's a great idea, don't you think? Let somebody else take over that's got more brains than you do. And a major hedge fund, Elliott Management, is recently warning their clients in a letter obtained by media outlets. That might be Elliott Wave. I've read them before. They're something else. They're saying the world is on a path to hyperinflation and the financial crisis is so severe, it could even lead to societal collapse. Now, given everything George just said and everything we've been saying, you need to get a hold of HeavensHarvest.com and you need to start stocking up and you need to start getting your guns and your ammo because we know what's coming. All they got to do, one EMP over central United States, and you are going to watch the entire population decimated within a year. Peter Vincent Pry, the late Peter Vincent Pry, has already predicted it. It'll start with airplanes crashing. It'll start with hospital machines failing to work and generators not kicking on. People who rely on devices at home having no electricity that operate on electricity are going to die. So you're going to lose thousands, tens of thousands of people right in just like the first hour. And then after that, it's just a matter of everybody's going to have to be on guard. You're going to have to maintain vigilance at night with your assault weapons, and you're going to have to keep people off your property. You better have no trespassing signs out. And see, to make matters worse, Rishi Sunak, you know, the one that just took over as Prime Minister of the UK. Yeah, he's going to usher in a technocratic age of global totalitarianism going to central bank digital currencies. That's what you people have to look forward to over there. What's worse is they're going to try to make it come here, and this is where you have to put your foot down. Yep. We got all sorts of stories in the health section about exercise, nutrition, and dietetics. And, of course, there's a record surge of infections in children now. Don't take anything with mRNA in it. We're going to be back with Lauren from Ohio after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.